This is the Good Morning Hamilton podcast on 900 CHML.
I know it's maybe too early in the morning for your brain activity to think hard about things, or at least some really deep topics, but we're going to dive into one right about now because this is an important one. It's about organ donor, it's about a lot of things, but one of them is organ donor safety, which has been suddenly thrust under the microscope amid ethical issues surrounding a new organ retrieval procedure that has many medical ethicists split over its use. Dr. Charles Ware is a professor of medicine and philosophy at Western University and a leading expert on the ethics of randomized control trials and joins us now on Good Morning Hamilton. Dr. Ware, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Rick. Thanks very much for having me on your show.
Yeah, thanks for coming on because I really need your help on this one. Can you explain this new organ retrieval procedure known as normothermic regional perfusion, or NRP? How does it work?
Yeah, it's quite a name, isn't it? NRP is a new perfusion technology that holds a lot of promise. It promises to improve patient outcomes after organ donation. But as you mentioned, it raises ethical issues. This is a technology that's used elsewhere. It's used in Spain, the United Kingdom, the United States, but it's not yet used here in Canada.
So as I understand it, right now, surgeons are only allowed to remove organs when the heart has stopped permanently, but this method restarts blood flow so those organs don't suffer damage. Is that the nuts and bolts of it?
Yeah, that's right. So, Rick, most organs for donation in Canada are come after deceased donation. And one major path for deceased donation is where a patient who has a very poor prognosis, say, is being treated in the intensive care unit. The family makes a decision to withdraw life support, and the patient herself is an organ donor, or the family consents on her behalf. So that patient then goes through a planned withdrawal of life support, their heart stops, and there's a 5-minute sort of hands-off period, and after that, organs are retrieved. The challenge in this scenario is that after life support is withdrawn and during the dying process, the organs that might be used for transplant don't receive blood flow, they don't receive oxygen, and so there's damage to those organs. So in that scenario, as many as 70% of organs can't be used despite the wish from the donor that those go on to save other lives. That's where NRP comes in. NRP says, right, how can we get blood flow and oxygen back to those organs as soon as possible after death? So a region of the donor's body, for instance, the abdomen, is connected to a machine that does the work of the heart and the lungs, restores blood flow early, and that leads to better quality organs, higher rates of organ retrieval, and possibly even better outcomes after transplantation. So that's kind of how the technology works. But as you've suggested, it raises a number of ethical issues.
Well, one of those is the dead donor rule, because if this is, let's just say, re-energizing the circulatory system, the blood flow, is this person dead or not?
Yeah, so the scenario here is someone who's being declared dead based on heart criteria or circulatory criteria. So they were declared dead on the basis that their circulation had permanently stopped. But now we're connecting them to an external machine that's circulating blood. Does that violate the definition of death? Even more problematic, when NRP is connected to the abdomen and the chest, after about 30 minutes, the donor's heart will start beating again on its own. And I think that's in a scenario where a lot of your listeners will say, well, wait a minute, you know, they were dead because their heart had stopped and it wasn't going to start again. And you're telling me that their heart is going to start again and work on its own. I think there's a serious issue here, particularly for the kind of NRP that circulates blood to the abdomen and the chest.
So what are the chances, Dr. Ware, that this new organ retrieval procedure will one day come to Canada?
Well, I think it's a very promising technology. Other countries are using it to good effect. So there's a lot of discussion about it in the organ donation and transplantation communities. But there's a major set of ethical issues, you know, as we've been discussing here, that just need to be addressed before that happens. So I'm leading a team at Western University that's looking into these ethical issues. We're cataloging ethical issues. But equally importantly, we're interviewing key stakeholders here, organ donor families, organ recipients, health providers who are involved in the care of donors and transplant recipients, and organ donor organizations. And we're interviewing them about their understanding of this technology, their perception of the ethical issues, but importantly, what they think are the drivers of trust and mistrust here. What we hope to get out of our study here is really a deep understanding of what drives trust specifically around NRP. And once we have a good picture of that, that'll allow us to craft policy for the responsible adoption of this technology right here in Ontario.
Really quick, because we got to go, when do you hope to issue your final report after your study?
We hope to have a report out next year.
All right, so we're going to look for that, and maybe we'll have you back on to analyze those details. Dr. Ware, thank you for your time today, and good luck with us.
Thanks so much, Rick.
That's Dr. Charles Ware, professor of medicine and philosophy at Western University and a leading expert on the ethics of randomized control trials. Really interesting story.
Thanks for listening to the Good Morning Hamilton podcast. You can listen to the show live weekday mornings from 5:30 to 9 on 900 CHML and online at 900CHML.com.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.